Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet, plus what we can look for in our dark island skies. As usual, we're tapping into the expertise of Christopher Phillips. He's on the line right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do we have this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Mars and Jupiter in the morning sky during sunrise. The moon this week will be approaching its full phase, so expect stargazing for those faint objects to be fairly challenging.
You mentioned Mars. I know we're searching for the missing water on Mars.
Oh, yes. And as it turns out, planetary scientists may have jumped the gun a little when it came to the announcement of seasonal flows of liquid water on the Martian surface. What we thought were outflows of water on the dunes of Mars were in fact changing sand formations. As is the case in most deserts, this water may have been a scientific mirage.
And you don't sound surprised by that. What's a little more insight, Chris?
Well, the big clue as to why there is no water flowing on the surface of Mars is in its atmosphere, or perhaps lack of it. Atmospheric pressure on Mars is barely there, and so one would expect liquid water to just simply boil away. To expect it flowing on the surface seems like a long shot.
And this doesn't mean there isn't some water flowing up there. It may just be underground or maybe in a place we can't see.
Absolutely. In fact, there could totally be water underground and lots of it. In fact, spacecraft data has provided tantalizing evidence that suggests that Mars may actually harbor a lot of liquid water deep beneath the surface, or perhaps locked up in permafrost.
And what would they do if the rover ran into a river or something like that? It's not really made for going in the water.
Right. But luckily, the chances of that are zero, because we don't expect to see any liquid water flowing on the surface.
And more seriously, we know that water did flow in the past there, so it's not like something that never happened.
Absolutely. The Martian surface is strewn with geological evidence that in the past, huge volumes of liquid water covered the surface. We see dried up riverbeds, lakes, and even empty oceans.
Well, here's hoping to find a nice fresh flowing one soon up there. Christopher Phillips and another fascinating report. Thank you.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer. We keep Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org, by the way.